Are we scary? Are we intimidating? I'd say no.
By day, Chris Hill is a paralegal. On his off hours, he's the commanding officer of the Georgia Security Force 3% Militia. He and about 30 active members train one weekend a month in Butts or Henry County.
You know, we'll have a recon element, sniper element, firearm safety.
Hill says his group trains for defensive purposes only. They're on guard against federal tyranny. He says he condemns what the Kansas men were allegedly plotting and is angry the 3% name is now associated with them.
It's just a name, but the media will attach militia and give it an ugly face, and they're going to demonize it.
Ryan Lenz is with the Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks extremist groups. He says 101 decentralized 3% militia groups are active across the country.
It came about in response to fears that with the election of President Obama, that we were going to see a socialist progressive president who would usher in all sorts of laws and regulations that would undermine the constitutional freedoms that we have as Americans.
They're especially sensitive about a perceived threat to Second Amendment freedoms, he says. Increasingly, Len says anti-Muslim and anti-immigrant sentiment has cross-pollinated with the ideologies of these groups.
Whether you're focused on Latino or Hispanic immigrants, or whether you're focused on Muslim immigrants, the reason that they've picked this up is that they view it as a threat to national security.
Hill, with Georgia's 3%ers, says his group doesn't condone violence and would never fire the first shot. But Len says there's no easy way to gauge when ideology will translate to action for one or a few people. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.